Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Biggie just saved my career and maybe my life. He yelled at me 5 seconds. I'm slumped, man. I'm slumped.
Yeah, I mean, you had the last time we had to holler at you was 10 seconds. I mean, you are walking the razor's edge when it comes to radio professionals, which is really all we have.
I'm glazed. I'm slumped. I just don't have it today.
What are you drinking over there? What's in your little can?
This is a sparkling water. This is a this is a black cherry vanilla sparkling water.
But it doesn't give you life.
Is this the one that's supposed to taste like Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I think it tastes like Dr. Pepper. I'll bring you one tomorrow and let you try it.
He's never going to do that.
It scored 100 on my Yuka app because it's got nothing in it except natural flavoring.
I mean, what would you score it right now on your satisfaction app?
Zero.
And doing a damn thing. I need to, it's not getting me there.
Mm-mm. Doesn't give me any kind of buzz. I got nothing out of it. It's just like drinking water. It's got a little bit of twang to it. That's all it is. And so I consume them, and I go through life pretending to be happy with this. But reality, I want a Diet Coke or a Celsius.
Yeah.
But I got articles from two separate P1 listeners telling me that both those products, which I love, will kill me.
When did you start reading listener emails?
Well, just because I don't reply doesn't mean I don't read them.
Oh, okay.
Occasionally.
That's fair.
I do read. Well, when it says, this is killing you, and it's got a big Diet Coke headline, like, all right, let me take a look. Let me see it.
I don't know if Biggie was out. We had to reset his days without illness clock to zero. But on Friday, I think it was that, Kelly, you had the health report that even edible weed can be bad for your heart.
I was actually here for that. That was Thursday.
Apologies.
Yeah, even edible weed. So between edibles and Diet Coke.
What's a fella to do?
I got a foot in the grave, It's just not right. It's just, that doesn't seem right to me.
Well, what some people say is, enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
No one gets out alive. Jim Morrison said that.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that I've done so much damage to my body that I just have this coating inside me that you can't see that is just a sticky ooze of nicotine, fat, and things that'll just coat my body and protect me from disease.
Maybe you're right. Maybe,
like serious disease.
Maybe that's the good thing for you.
Yeah, like my lungs are just coated in nicotine, like Jolly Rancher substance.
That's always been your theory.
Yeah.
Is that
true?
Don't stop smoking, whatever you do.
I'm not the picture of health, but I came up with this theory many years ago before all the bad things started happening. But I've always, been told that cancer is a growth of cells.
Yes.
An overgrowth of cells.
Yeah.
And every time you light a cigarette, you kill the cells basically in your lungs. Mm-hmm. So if you quit smoking, then those cells immediately start to repair themselves, but they can overgrow. So in my mind, smoking's keeping you.
That really is poor science.
Yeah. That's
that's some of the worst science you'll ever hear. It sounds like something a stone guy told you once.
No, I'm pretty sure I came up with that on my own.
Well, I don't think you smoke a lot of weed. That's why I said it sounds like, you were behind the pizza restaurant lighting one up. And he's like, here, man. You know what I heard about cancer, man? Because you're smoking a cig. He's smoking a joint.
A doobie.
It really is shocking.
You're killing yourself, man.
Don't stop smoking, man.
Yeah.
Do not stop smoking.
It really is shocking to me that I never did drugs because I never said no to anything else.
Right, yeah. But you.
That was the one thing I was like, oh, I remember D.A.R.E.
I'm too old for D.A.R.E.
Yeah.
Did your kids go through that or is it gone?
It's gone.
Gone, yeah.
I was right in the prime for
what
D.A.R.E.
does it stand for? Drug awareness.
Yeah, I just heard a comedian talking about it. That it sounded like something that it's like drug awareness such and such, and it sounds like something somebody who was stoned made up. It's like, all right, we're gonna start with the word drug. Now you have to make up. awareness.
Oh, but for my generation, they get you went through the D.A.R.E. program. The biggest thing was the shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember the shirts.
It's a drug abuse resistance education.
Okay. There you go.
But the big thing was if you went through the program and you followed everything, you got the D.A.R.E. shirt, and that was everything. Now, as you got older and people tried things, the D.A.R.E. shirt became a kind of a funny joke.
It was an ironic
badge. I'm smoking weed in a D.A.R.E. shirt, man.
I hate that. I cannot stand that kind of thing,
Luckily, back in my, cameras on phones were still new.
Yeah.
So you didn't have, you had old disposable cameras, and without fail, somebody always had a picture of their friend in a D.A.R.E. shirt holding up a joint.
I just don't think that's right. You know, this is an organization that's trying to do good things. It's trying to keep people off drugs. Now, you can do drugs if you want to do drugs. But why flaunt the good work of this organization? It's just like, you know, you don't have to go there with it, do you? You know, that's I hate that. I just don't
You're
like
angry
it.
At the shirt.
I'm angry at people who would. You worked hard and you got that shirt. I mean, you were off drugs. You were told as a middle schooler or whatever. Don't
you repeated
do
back everything you were told.
You know, you repeated it back. You got the shirt. Now, look, if you get off the beaten path and you want to do drugs, I mean, it's a free country. That's illegal, but you can do it in some places. You can do it if you want to. But why flaunt the efforts, the good efforts of people who are trying to do good in society? You know, you don't have to take a picture of yourself wearing a DARE shirt while you're smoking a doobie, you know? And look, I don't mind marijuana. You know, my stance on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Did you not get a shirt? Is that why you're angry?
You don't have to rub it in people. No, I just don't like seeing that. That's just, you know, it's just not right. You don't have to do that. Will, you're talking about DARE. Go ahead.
Yeah, part of the reason it's no longer around is the 20, 30 years that it was being enacted, they saw a significant increase in drug use amongst, like, minors.
Why do you think that is?
I heard it didn't work.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
They might not have heard about it otherwise. And now they're like, oh, man, you mean I could smoke this and feel funny?
Yeah. I can escape my life?
That is unfortunate.
I think there's a comedian that jokes that DARE taught him how to smell good and bad weed.
Well, yeah.
They pass around and be like, now everyone get a good sniff. This is what weed smells like.
Well, they did that to us. They did. I was literally in that auditorium where they passed around a big bag of marijuana and said, make sure, smell it and make sure you run away from it when you smell this. And look, I'm not saying it's a great organization. I'm saying they tried.
How many of those kids that smelled it were like, that smells like my dad.
Right. You know? I don't know. But
Uncle Jimbo.
I'm just saying they tried to do good work. I don't think you should I don't think you should flaunt that by having a marijuana cigarette while you're wearing one of the DARE shirts. No, I don't have one. I never got it. I didn't even know what you had to do to get it, but I saw a lot of people wearing them when I was in school. You know, when I was,
thought they just gave them out if you showed up at the assembly.
Maybe they did.
I didn't realize. It sounds like to Biggie there was more of a class.
Yeah, you had to work
class.
For it. Yeah, something. I went to the assembly. I do remember that. And I do remember people wearing them. But other than that, I don't know.
I'm going to wear this and get stoned tonight.
Man, that kind of thing, I just don't care.
You're
not
appreciate irony.
I just feel like people worked hard. You know, somebody thought this is a good idea. Yeah, it's ironic. I just don't care for that. I just think it looks bad. Jeff, you're talking about DARE. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I can remember my fifth grader coming home, my boy, telling me that I'm an alcoholic because the cop that was teaching the DARE program said, if your parents drink at all, they're alcoholics.
Now, that's not right. Did he miss? Surely he misheard that. Now, the cop didn't say that.
Well, that's what I was told by my son, that I was an alcoholic because I drank beer on the weekends.
Man, I hate that. Yeah. I don't care for that. Did you have a word with anybody at the school, or did you just take it and tell him
actually, I knew the cop.
Oh, you
it was
did?
A small town, 10,000 people.
Yeah.
He coached baseball, you know, and I can remember coaches' meetings where, you know, beer was actually there, and this guy's pounding them. so it was just like, I knew his habits as well as he knew mine. But, I told him, dude, you got to tone it down a little bit.
I got
you. Give the kids a T-shirt and move on.
Yeah, right. He changed his ways. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jeff. Now, I don't think, of course, that's not right. If you're not an alcoholic, just if you have a couple of beers. I'll leave my soapbox there. I just feel like the people of DARE did good, solid
work. I'm going to get you a DARE. You know what? I'm going to get you a DARE shirt.
Do it.
Well, I'm not going to wear it ironically.
Do
I can
it.
Tell you that.